It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 4th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This week's event, formerly known as the Consumer Electronics Show, now just CES, is officially underway in Las Vegas. One trending topic this year is artificial intelligence and how AI voice assistants, like Amazon's Alexa product, will be used in other devices. Our friend Lindsay Turntine, editor-in-chief of CNET, is in Las Vegas and is looking closely at this. Hi, Lindsay. So you think some of this software is going to come to even more devices this year?
Yep, this is going to be the year of voice at CES. It's going to be everywhere. And we're already hearing tons of Alexa announcements. In particular, we've heard about a speaker from Lenovo, the Chinese manufacturer, that actually is essentially the same thing as Amazon Echo, but made by somebody else and in a version that has Harman Kardon, sounds really beautiful.
What other specific examples might you see at CES that touch on this trend?
We are seeing everything from lamps to robots. Just saw an announcement about a robot that will have Alexa integrated as its AI interface so that you can speak to the robot like you would actually speak to Alexa. We're seeing smart plugs. We're seeing dishwashers and washing machines so that you can say, start your load, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And I wouldn't be surprised if we start talking things like cars.
Might there be examples here, Lindsay, of useless integration? As we both know, the Internet of Things and Wi-Fi connected toasters haven't exactly convinced us all that we desperately need this stuff in our houses and our lives. Is there a danger of the same hype with voice assistant software this year?
I think that what we are going to see is everybody trying voice assistant software in everything, and some of this will stick and some of it won't. All of these companies are really using this as an opportunity to put voice assistants in their products and then learn about how this works. I think most manufacturers are probably not planning to use this voice assistant as a huge sales driver. They're using it as a chance to learn what people will use their voice to control and what they won't.
Pretty soon, all the Alexa-powered devices will be talking to each other and we can all just sit back and have a drink by the pool.
I hope so. That's the plan.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of CNET. Lindsay, thanks a lot and have fun in Las Vegas.
Thank you, Ben.
Starting this week, France has set a new rule into motion that is part of a number of changes to the country's labor laws. This particular one is called the right to disconnect, and it requires companies with over 50 employees to allow their workers to totally check out of work email with no expectation they'll see anything past quitting time. You might scoff and say, how very French, but mission creep on work inbox management is a global problem. So we called up Gloria Mark, professor of informatics at the University of California, Irvine. Hi, Gloria.
Hi, Ben.
How could this law affect how workers communicate with each other?
I actually think it's a great idea to try. So I've argued for years that the only way we're going to cut habits of information workers who constantly check email is to have an organizational mandate.
What would have to happen for this regulation to have an impact?
Well, everybody would have to buy it. But, you know, I have to say, people are very good at doing workarounds. I could well imagine that people might easily migrate to another platform. So they might use social media. The boundary of work communication and personal communication would become even more porous than it is now.
Some folks kind of go through a lot of email on the weekend to give it some thought. If workers aren't allowed to do that, what does it mean for how they do their work?
We know from my own research that when people are on email, they get stressed. So what's going to happen is people, they have limited time during the day to do their email. They're going to spend probably more time on email, and that could impact stress.
How do you deal with work email as an expert in this field?
I'm a very bad role model in that sense. I do know that information ages very quickly. I know this because we once cut off email in a workplace for a week. And after that week, we presented people the email that they didn't have access to. And most of that email was just not relevant
Worthless.
Anymore.
Worthless.
Yes. So I know that that some email might not age so quickly.
Yeah.
And I know that other email does. And so I often use that as a guide.
That's a great guide. Gloria Mark is professor of informatics at the University of California, Irvine. Gloria, thanks so much for talking to me.
Thanks, Ben.
Okay, on a similar topic, we are all trying to start off on the right foot in 2017. And this week, we at Marketplace are telling you our tech resolutions. You're welcome to give us yours as well. Today, Marketplace reporter Sabri Benashour, resident incessant phone checker.
My New Year's tech resolution is to stop checking my phone like a crazy person. Like, I check it too much. There is no need to check my email 5 times a minute or follow some horrifically stupid Facebook argument that is not worth my or anyone else's time perpetually over the course of an afternoon. Like, I just need to calm down. I am going to give my phone to a coworker for periods of several hours. I have tried that in the past, and I'm going to try that again.
Sabri, don't beat yourself up. We're all guilty. My swipe to refresh Twitter finger gets a workout every few minutes. Okay, what are your tech resolutions? Well, Jim Rhoda tweeted at us to say, my tech resolution is to spread more kindness online. Right on, Jim. We want to hear from you. You can tweet us. We are at Marketplace Tech, or you can call 304-87-TECH-1. That's 304-87-TECH-1. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.